This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's look at verse 3. This is a key verse in this passage. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Verse 4, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. God is not anti-sex. He just wants to protect it. That's what I tell people. God's not trying to rain on your parade. He just wants you and he wants me to follow his parameters and his guidelines for this area, this important area of people's lives. Some of you know who John Maxwell is. He says, everything you now do is something you have chosen to do. Everything you now do is something you have chosen to do. Some people don't want to believe that, but if you're over 21, your life is what you are making of it. To change your life, you need to change your decisions. To change your life, you need to change your choices. And a lot of people struggle with that, but I think John Maxwell is absolutely right. We are the result of the choices. We're a result of the moral decisions and moral choices we make. Look at verse 7. Here's the key verse. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. You may never be called by God to go to the mission field and serve as a missionary, but God's called you to live a holy life. God may never call you to go to the ministry. God may never call you to sell your house and go live in some foreign country and work for him, but God has called you, and he's called me to live a holy life. Not to be impure, but to live a holy life. And when I talk about that, I'm not talking about holier-than-thou attitude. Churches are full of people, every church is, of people who look down on other people. Hey, listen, we're all lost without Christ. We're all sinners in need of forgiveness. One of my favorite preachers is Jack Hayford from Van Nuys, California. He talks about a drug clinic that he knew about in Palmdale, California. Annie has a sister that lives in Lancaster, California, just next to Palmdale. And he said the doctor that oversaw this drug rehab center, treatment center, was a member of the church in Van Nuys at the time. This is years ago. And the doctor told Jack that the drug of choice at this particular time in our history at back at this clinic was heroin. Virtually everyone that was at this clinic or this treatment center was addicted to heroin. And the doctor told Jack this interesting story. He said, Jack, we've got an interesting dynamic that's going on with the patients. Jack said, what do you mean? He said, well, we basically have divided the patients into two groups. There's a group of heroin addicts that are addicted to the expensive Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive kind of cocaine. Expensive stuff. The costly stuff. And there's a group of addicts that are the street addicts, and they're addicted to the cheap stuff, the trash heroin. And the Rodeo Drive, the Beverly Hills crowd, looks down on the lower class people in that treatment center. Those people are trash. They're garbage. We're addicted to the good stuff. You know? We're better. And the doctor made this observation. Both groups are dying. Both groups are dying in their addiction if they don't get help and they don't change what's going on. But one group had the audacity to look down on the other. Is that any different than you and I? We look down on people, and this is not a message about looking down on people. It's a message about looking up to the cross. Because everybody needs the cross and the cross of Christ and what it means and the implications of forgiveness. So this is not a message about aren't we so pure and everybody else is so evil. That's not what this is about. And if you leave here thinking that, you've really misunderstood the message. It's a call to holiness from a holy God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.